All right, so today we're gonna do a deep dive into Chabad Youth NSW.
Okay.
And I have to say, their December 2024 impact report was really not what I expected.
Oh,
It
really?
wasn't just a bunch of numbers, it's like a story, you
Yeah.
know, about creating this like vibrant Jewish community for young people.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, it really does go beyond like the typical sort of metrics and, you know, really emphasizes that core of like, you know, belonging and heritage and instilling something a bit deeper.
It's like they're building an experience, right? Like their mission statement, it's all about creating this positive and welcoming space for young people to like connect with their Jewish identity. But they don't stop there. They want these kids to like carry that feeling with them into the future.
And it's not a cookie cutter approach either. Like one of the things that really stood out to me was this emphasis on individual journeys, recognizing that everyone's connection to their faith is unique and personal. It's not about forcing a specific mold. It's about empowering individuals to find their own place within Jewish life.
And that really resonates with me. And you know, their choice of words is it really highlights this. They talk about wanting these young people to feel joyous and at ease with their Jewish identity and to carry it forward with pride. That's powerful stuff.
It really is. It sets the tone for everything they do. And speaking of tone, their values are really woven throughout this report. Welcoming, inclusive, open to all. Whether you're like deeply involved in the Chabad community or just starting to explore.
And it's not just lip service to those values. It's like they're actively breaking down barriers to participation, especially with their emphasis on affordability. That's a big deal because it shows a commitment to making this accessible to everyone.
Accessibility is key, and I think often overlooked. You know, it's a clear indicator that they're dedicated to reaching as many young people as possible, regardless of background.
Okay, so let's talk impact. One of the things that really struck me was how much they expanded their programs in 2024, reaching new audiences, new venues. It's like they took their mission and went full throttle.
Yeah, their growth is really impressive. And it's not just about reaching more people, it's about the ripple effect of the program. For instance, they highlighted this emergence of teen minions, which were actually inspired by the energy from their July overnight camp. So the experience sparked something that carried forward into the community.
And they're not afraid to take things outside of traditional settings. The Shofar Factory workshop they set up in Westfield Bondi Junction, that's bringing Jewish culture right into the heart of a public space, making it visible and engaging for everyone.
Exactly. And it's not just about talking about tradition, it's about experiencing it. You know, think about the impact of that hands-on learning. You know, there's a ton of research that shows that experiential learning like that creates stronger memories and a deeper understanding than simply reading about it.
It makes you wonder if something like that sticks with a kid, how much more likely are they to
Absolutely.
carry those traditions forward?
You can see that same commitment to creating memorable experiences in other programs as well. Like, take the revival of Sukkot in Luna Park after 11 years. The report talks about this incredible, joyous atmosphere, a real sense of community celebration.
Bringing Sukkot to a place like Luna Park is a bold move.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking a tradition often celebrated at home or in synagogues
Yeah.
and making it public, joyful, almost defiant. You know,
Yeah.
it's a statement about being visibly Jewish in
Right.
modern Sydney. It's
Yeah.
like they're saying, hey, this is part of who we are, and we're celebrating it.
Yeah.
And then there's the return of the Great Lag Bomer Parade,
Right.
which adds to that same feeling of Jewish pride and unity.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see them bring these traditions to life in such a big way.
It's not just about reviving traditions for tradition's sake, though. They're creating opportunities for young people to connect with their heritage in a way that feels relevant to their lives. It's about weaving those traditions into the fabric of modern Sydney.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the qualitative side of things, but the report also does a good job of highlighting the impact in a quantifiable way. Instead of bombarding us with tons of stats, they cleverly pick out a few key numbers that tell the story.
I like that each of those numbers has a story behind it.
Yeah.
For instance, over 2,000 shofars made at the Traveling Shofar Factory.
Right.
That's a tangible representation of their hands-on approach and its reach.
Mm-hmm.
And when you consider that their calendar has over 10,000 readers,
right,
that shows a real level of engagement within the community.
And then there's the big one impacting over 66,000 individuals.
Yeah, that's massive.
That's massive. It really highlights that their work goes beyond just individual programs.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating a ripple effect that's contributing to a larger sense of Jewish identity and community in Sydney.
And what brings that impact home are the personal stories that are woven throughout the report.
Absolutely.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the big numbers, but those direct quotes from parents and participants add this essential layer of human connection.
Like that quote from Rabbi Yossi Rodol, a shliach in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
His son grew up without a big Jewish community around him.
Right.
But found that sense of belonging at camp.
Yeah.
It really gets to the heart of what Chabad is trying to achieve.
Yeah.
It's not just about events. It's about changing lives.
It's about creating those connections and fostering that sense of belonging.
Right.
Especially for those who might not have that readily available in their everyday lives.
Yeah.
Those personal accounts add such a depth.
Uh-huh.
An emotional resonance to the report.
Yeah.
Really make it come alive.
It's like you're getting a glimpse into the real impact of their work.
Yeah.
It's not just about statistics. It's about these individual lives being touched and potentially transformed.
And it's not just about the kids either.
Right.
The report also includes testimonials from parents.
Yeah.
Who are seeing those positive effects firsthand.
Like that parent who talked about their son coming back from camp on a high, energized and excited about his Jewish identity.
That kind of impact that lasts.
That's the kind of impact that lasts.
And then there's the quote from the marketing manager at Westfield Bondi Junction.
Right.
Praising the Shofar Factory.
Yeah.
For providing this immersive experience for their customers.
That's powerful coming from outside the Jewish community.
Absolutely.
It shows they're not operating in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They're reaching out and sharing Jewish culture in a way that's appealing and accessible to everyone.
It's like, come on in, experience this with us.
Right.
Which brings us to the financial side of things.
Yeah.
The report gives a pretty thorough breakdown of their income sources, and it's clear they have a diversified approach.
Yeah. Their reliance on sales advertising is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests they're entrepreneurial, which is great, but could also make them vulnerable to market fluctuations.
That's a really good point.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's smart that they're not relying on a single funding stream.
Right.
It makes them adaptable and resilient.
Yeah.
But you're right. It also exposes them to a different set of challenges.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how they're managing that risk.
It's definitely something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Their largest contributors are sales advertising, charity, and camps.
Okay.
It's fascinating that they're generating revenue through their programs and events.
Yeah.
Not solely relying on donations.
That entrepreneurial spirit is impressive.
Yeah.
They're not just focused on providing programs.
Right.
They're building a sustainable model for the long term.
And that sustainability is critical for ensuring they can continue impacting the lives of young people for years to come.
So what stands out to you so far?
Well,
we've seen their mission, values, the impact they're having, the personal stories.
We
even got a peek into their financial picture.
It's really their holistic approach that resonates with me.
Okay.
You know, they're not just providing religious instruction.
Right.
They're fostering a sense of belonging, encouraging leadership,
promoting
cultural pride,
building
a strong community.
Yeah.
It's more than just teaching. It's about creating an environment
where
these kids can thrive.
And they're doing it in a way that's fun, engaging, and accessible.
Yeah.
That's not about forcing tradition.
Mm.
It's about inviting these kids to explore and embrace their Jewish identity on their own terms.
Which is ultimately what makes their work so impactful.
Yeah.
I'm curious, though.
Yeah.
The report focuses on that immediate impact of these programs. But what about the long-term effects?
Yeah.
You know?
Now, that's a great question.
Yeah.
We're seeing all this excitement and engagement and sense of belonging now.
Mm-hmm.
But how will those experiences shape the participants' lives?
Right.
In the years to come.
Will they become more active in their communities?
Right.
Will they carry these traditions forward to their own children?
Right.
Will they become leaders and advocates.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Jewish culture.
It's like planting seeds.
Yeah.
And watching the first sprouts emerge.
Uh-huh.
But the real test is how those seeds will grow and flourish over time.
Can. And that's where the true impact of Shabbat Youth NSW will be seen.
Right.
Not just in the numbers and the testimonials,
mm-hmm.
but in the lives these young people lead and the contributions they make to the world.
It's a legacy that extends far beyond the scope of this report.
Absolutely.
It's a story that's still being written.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really eager to see how it unfolds.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does.
What will these young people who are experiencing such vibrant Jewish life now do with that foundation?
What's exciting is that this report gives us a glimpse into the potential.
Right.
You see young people taking leadership roles in the Teen Minions.
Yeah.
Families coming together for Sukkot at Luna Park.
Mm-hmm.
The community uniting for the Lag B'Omer Parade.
These are seeds of engagement and activism that could blossom.
Right. In really remarkable ways.
And think about the ripple effect.
Yeah.
If these programs inspire even a portion of these participants to become more active in their communities, to carry forward the traditions,
right.
to become educators or leaders themselves.
Right.
That's a powerful force for change.
It's like a chain reaction of positivity.
Yeah.
One inspiring experience can spark a lifetime of commitment,
right.
which then influences others and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of impact that can transform a community from the ground up.
So for anyone listening who might be wondering, what does this have to do with me?
Yeah.
I think the answer is clear.
Right.
Whether you're directly involved in Jewish life or not, the work of organizations like Shabbat Youth, NSW, benefits everyone.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, they're cultivating values of inclusivity, community engagement, cultural pride.
Mm-hmm.
These are all values that enrich society as a whole.
Right.
They're also nurturing future leaders, problem solvers, and compassionate individuals who will contribute to the world in countless ways.
And on a personal level, I think this deep dive has been a great reminder that sometimes the most impactful work happens quietly.
Right.
Within communities, one individual at a time.
Yeah.
It's about fostering connections, nurturing potential, and creating a sense of belonging.
Absolutely.
That's something we can all learn from and appreciate.
And perhaps it might even inspire some of us to find ways to contribute to similar efforts in our own communities.
Yeah.
Whatever those communities may be.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, investing in the next generation is an investment in all our futures.
Beautifully said. This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive.
Yeah, it really has.
It's left me feeling hopeful and inspired.
Mm.
And I'm sure our listener feels the same.
Yeah, I think so.
So until next time, keep those questions flowing, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world around us.
Sounds good.
You know, it's interesting to think about how much of what Shabbat Youth NSW is doing ties back to that idea of fostering a sense of belonging. It's not just about religious observance, you know, it's about creating a community where these young people feel seen and heard and valued for who they are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's about creating a space where their Jewish identity can flourish.
Right.
Where they can connect with their heritage and feel proud of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's particularly important in today's world.
Right.
Where, you know, young people are bombarded with so many different messages and influences.
It's like they're providing an anchor, you know, something solid to hold on to amidst all the noise.
Mm.
And they're doing it in a way that feels relevant to their lives, which is crucial.
And that relevance comes through in the way they're incorporating Jewish tradition into contemporary settings.
Right.
Like take the Shofar Factory at Westfield Bondi Junction, for instance.
Yeah.
It's not just about teaching kids how to make a shofar.
Right.
It's about bringing that ancient tradition into a modern bustling environment.
It's almost like they're reclaiming space.
Yeah.
You know, making a statement about the visibility and vibrancy of Jewish culture in modern Sydney.
Exactly. And it's not just about visibility.
Yeah.
It's about engagement.
Right.
They're inviting people from all backgrounds to participate,
mm-hmm.
to learn, to experience something new.
Mm-hmm.
It's a subtle but powerful way of breaking down barriers and fostering understanding.
And it seems to be working. I mean, we have that quote from the Westfield marketing manager talking about the immersive experience the Shofar Factory created for their customers.
That speaks volumes.
That speaks volumes.
But the impact they're having beyond the Jewish community.
Right. And speaking of authentic, we have to talk about those personal stories again.
Yeah, those stories are gold.
The report does such a fantastic job of weaving them in, giving us a glimpse into the real lives being touched by these programs.
They give it heart, you know, they give it depth, a real sense of the human impact.
Like that story about Rabbi Rodal's son from Newcastle growing up without a large Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
He found that sense of belonging at camp.
Yeah.
It's so powerful to hear how these programs are filling a need.
Right.
For young people who might otherwise feel isolated or disconnected from their heritage.
It really underscores the importance of creating these spaces where young people can connect with their heritage and find their tribe, so to speak.
Right. And it's not just about the kids either. Mm. We're seeing the impact on families as well.
Yeah.
Remember that parent who talked about their son coming back from camp on a high?
Oh, yeah.
It's clear that these experiences are having a ripple effect that extends beyond the individual.
It's like they're reigniting a spark.
Right.
Not just in the kids, but in the entire family.
Yeah. And that's something really special. It makes you wonder, what are the long-term implications of that?
Yeah.
If these kids are growing up with this strong sense of Jewish identity and belonging, how will that shape their lives and their choices down the line?
It's a question that's both fascinating and impossible to answer definitively.
Right.
But I think we could find some clues in the report itself.
How so?
Well, we see these young people stepping up into leadership roles in the Teen Minions.
Uh-huh.
Families coming together to celebrate Sukkot at Luna Park.
Mm-hmm.
The entire community uniting for the Lag B'Omer Parade.
Right.
These are all signs of a community that's engaged, energized, and invested in its future.
I see what you're saying. Those are seeds of something much bigger.
Right.
Of a generation that's not just passively inheriting tradition, but actively shaping it.
Exactly. And I think that's where the real magic of Chabad Youth NSW lies.
Yeah.
They're not just preserving the past.
Right.
They're cultivating a future where Jewish identity is something to be celebrated, shared, and passed on with pride.
It's inspiring to say the least, but it also raises some questions.
Right.
You know, we've seen the positive impact.
Yeah.
But what are the challenges they're facing?
Mm-hmm.
How are they navigating the complexities of being a Jewish organization in modern Australia?
That's a crucial aspect to consider.
Yeah.
You know, the report touches on their diverse funding sources.
Right.
Which highlights both their entrepreneurial spirit and their potential vulnerability.
Right. Their reliance on sales advertising while innovative could leave them exposed to market fluctuations.
Uh-huh.
That's a bit of a tightrope walk, isn't it?
Definitely. And that's just one example of the challenges they're likely to face.
Right.
There are broader societal trends to consider.
Yeah.
Like the increasing secularization of Australian society and the rise of anti-Semitism in some quarters.
It makes you realize that the work they're doing is even more important.
Right.
In the context of those challenges, they're not just providing fun programs for kids.
Mm.
They're actively building a community that's resilient, connected, and equipped to navigate the complexities of the world around them.
And they're doing it with a sense of joy and optimism that's contagious.
I have to agree with you. This report has been a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's shown me the power of community, the importance of preserving tradition and the incredible impact that can be made when you invest in the next generation.
It's a reminder that even small acts of kindness, connection, and mentorship can have a ripple effect that extends far beyond our immediate circle.
Absolutely. It makes you think about what kind of legacy we're all leaving behind and what we can do to make the world a more welcoming and inclusive place.
Right.
For everyone.
It's a thought-provoking question.
Yeah.
And one that I think we should all be asking ourselves.
Yeah. Right. What are the small acts of kindness, the connections, the mentorships that we can offer to make a difference in the lives of others?
It's like that old saying, it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
But in this case, it's not just about raising children.
Mm-hmm.
It's about nurturing a community, a culture, a sense of belonging.
Right.
That can sustain us all.
And that's something worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Supporting and learning from, you know, reading this report.
Uh-huh.
I can't help but feel optimistic about the future. If these are the young people who are going to be shaping our world,
yeah,
then I think we're in good hands.
I share your optimism.
Yeah.
There's a vibrancy, a passion, and a commitment to making a difference that shines through.
Right.
And everything Chabad Youth NSW does, it's truly inspiring.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the big picture impact.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to get your take on some of the specifics.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways for you from this report?
One thing that really struck me was the way they're weaving together tradition and innovation. You know, they're not afraid to experiment.
Right.
To try new things, to bring ancient traditions into modern settings.
Like that Sukkot celebration at Luna Park.
Exactly.
Who would have thought you could have a traditional Jewish harvest festival like in an amusement park?
And yet it worked beautifully.
Right.
It created a sense of joy, community, and connection that was palpable.
It's like they're saying we're not stuck in the past.
Right.
We're evolving and adapting while staying true to our core values.
And that adaptability is crucial.
Right.
In today's world. You know.
Yeah.
They're showing that Jewish identity isn't static.
Mm-hmm.
It's dynamic and ever-evolving.
It's like they're taking the best of the past, blending it with the present to create something new and exciting for the future.
And they're inviting everyone to be a part of it. That's what makes it so powerful.
Right.
It's not about exclusion. It's about inclusion, about creating a space where everyone feels welcome.
And that inclusivity extends beyond just their programs. We see it in their funding model as well.
Yeah.
They're not relying solely on donations. Mm. They're generating revenue through their programs and events, which speaks to their entrepreneurial spirit and their commitment to sustainability.
That's a really important point.
Right.
By diversifying their income streams, they're creating a more resilient organization that's less vulnerable to fluctuations in any one area.
It also shows a level of savvy and business acumen that's impressive.
Right.
They're not just running programs.
Yeah.
They're building an organization that's set up for long-term success.
And that long-term success is crucial.
Yeah.
Because it means they can continue to impact the lives of young people for years to come.
It's like they're planting a seed that will continue to grow and blossom for generations to come.
Exactly. And that's what makes this report so inspiring.
Right.
It's not just a snapshot of a year in the life of an organization.
Yeah.
It's a glimpse into the potential of a community, a culture, and a generation.
It's a reminder that the choices we make today, the connections we foster, and the values we instill in our young people have the power to shape the world of tomorrow.
And that's a responsibility.
Yeah.
We should all take seriously.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind.
Yeah.
And lose sight of the bigger picture. But this report has been a real wake-up call for me.
Right.
It's reminded me of the importance of investing in our communities.
Yeah.
Of supporting organizations like Chabad Youth, NSW, that are doing incredible work.
Right.
And of nurturing the next generation of leaders, thinkers, and change makers.
It's a powerful message. And one that I think resonates deeply with anyone who cares about the future of our world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Chabad Youth NSW, I'm curious to know, what's your final takeaway?
Okay.
What's the one thing you hope our listener will take away from this conversation?
For me, it's the power of hope.
Okay.
You know, despite the challenges we face in today's world, there are individuals and organizations out there who are making a real difference, who are inspiring young people.
Right.
And who are building a brighter future.
Yeah.
Chabad Youth NSW is a shining example of that. And their story is a reminder that even in the face of adversity, hope can triumph.
Beautifully said. And on that note, I think it's time to move on to our final thoughts. As we've been talking about Chabad Youth NSW, I keep coming back to this idea of the ripple effect. It's like they're dropping a pebble into a pond and the waves just keep spreading outward, you know, touching more and more lives.
It's such a great analogy.
Yeah.
It's not just about the immediate impact on the participants. It's about the way those experiences ripple outwards.
Yeah.
Influencing families, communities, and even society as a whole.
Right. Think about those teens leading the Minions.
Yeah.
They're not just learning about prayer.
Right.
They're developing leadership skills, confidence, and a sense of responsibility that they can carry into every aspect of their lives.
And then there's that Sukkot celebration at Luna Park.
Right.
It wasn't just a fun event.
Right.
It was a statement about Jewish pride and visibility in modern Sydney.
Yeah.
It sparked conversations, challenged perceptions, and created a sense of shared experience.
Right.
That bridged cultural divides.
It's amazing how something as simple as bringing a traditional festival into a public space can have such a profound impact.
Absolutely.
And then there are the personal stories we've been discussing, like Rabbi Rodal's son finding his place at camp.
Yeah.
That experience didn't just impact him. It Literally. Impacted his family, his community, and potentially generations to come.
Yeah. It's a reminder that even small acts of kindness, connection, and mentorship can have a ripple effect that extends far beyond our immediate circle.
Absolutely. And for anyone listening who might be thinking, well, that's great, but what does this have to do with me?
Right.
I think the answer is pretty clear. Yeah. Whether you're directly involved in Jewish life or not, the work of organizations like Chabad Youth, NSW, benefits everyone.
Well, not just building a Jewish community, they're building a better society.
Mm-hmm.
They're fostering values of inclusivity, compassion, and community engagement that we all benefit from.
And on a personal level, I think this deep dive has been a great reminder that sometimes the most impactful work happens quietly within communities, one individual at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about grand gestures.
Right.
It's about fostering connections, nurturing potential, and creating a sense of belonging.
Beautifully said. Mm-hmm. And perhaps it might even inspire some of us to find ways to contribute to similar efforts in our own communities, whatever those communities may be.
Right.
Because ultimately, investing in the next generation is an investment in all our futures.
This deep dive has left me feeling incredibly hopeful and inspired.
Yeah, me too.
I'm walking away with a renewed appreciation for the power of community, the importance of preserving tradition, and the incredible impact that can be made when we invest in young people.
It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping a brighter future.
Yeah.
And sometimes the most meaningful contributions come from simply showing up, being present, and offering a helping hand.
So to our listener, we hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of Chabad Youth NSW.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
It's a world filled with joy, energy, and a deep commitment to building a better future. And as always, we encourage you to keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into the fascinating world around us. Until next time.